Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries Church prayer line on tonight. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. and there is power in prayer. On the behalf of Pastor Anthony, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family, and myself, we welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. We believe that God is moving mightily in the lives of his people. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca. I want to first off welcome you and invite you to come out on tomorrow night for our Fire Wednesday service. Tomorrow night is the first Wednesday of the month, and we will be having our Fire Wednesday service at 7:30 p.m. And the address is 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. So come on out and be a part of that. God is moving mightily on Wednesday night. We have on the first Wednesday, we have Fire Wednesday. Second Wednesday is Bible study. The third Wednesday is Marriage and Relationship Wednesday. The fourth Wednesday is Bible study. And if there's a fifth Wednesday, it is the Bible study, Kingdom Bible study, where we are teaching and learning the Word of God. Every Thursday is the Addiction and Stronghold Restoration Ministry, yes. Every Thursday night. So you want to come out and be a part. And don't forget Sunday. My God, on Sundays, the Lord is moving mightily. Amen. You need to be in that atmosphere to be partaking of the anointing that's being loosed in that house, in the house of the Lord. On Sunday afternoons, our service starts at 12:30 p.m., and we are glorifying the name of God and being filled with power. Pastor Anthony, the Lord gave me a scripture on today from the book of Acts chapter 4, and I'm going to start reading from verse 23. Acts chapter 4, verse 23, and it reads, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Yes. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed,
yes,
the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. My God, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Pastor Anthony just said it. That's what prayer can do. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Listen, people of God, there is power in prayer. My God, when we come to God, these apostles were threatened. They said that they were threatened, and they were told not to preach or heal or speak in the name of Jesus any longer. And they told them, they said, we cannot help but preach in this name. We cannot help but speak in this name, because Jesus has done so much for us. We know him. We have walked with him. We have talked with him. He has shown forth his miracles in our lives, and we have been commissioned by Jesus to go forth and preach in that name. My God, My God, so they were willing to put everything on the line for the name of Jesus, my God, to go forth in the name of Jesus, to spread the gospel in the name of Jesus, to preach in the name of Jesus. And they knew that there was power in the name because Jesus had told them, if you ask anything in my name, if you ask anything in my name, the Father will give it to you. And they had already just now healed this man, the blind man, by the crippled man, the lame man by the gate called Beautiful. They had just come to this man, and he begged money for them, from them, and they said, we don't have silver and gold, but what we do have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up.
Jesus. My God.
And the Bible says that they took him by the hand, and this man got up. Immediately he got up and began rejoicing, jumping and leaping and praising God. My God. Hallelujah. And the people looked at them, and Peter stood up and said, do I look at us? Why are you looking at us like we're the ones who healed this man? That's like, by our own strength and our own power, we did this. We didn't do this. It is only in the name of Jesus that this thing was done. My God. And that's why we come, people of God. That's why we come praying in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Because we believe in the power in the name. We believe in the power of the name. And the power of the name of Jesus, blind eyes will be opened. And the power of the name, that same power, the sick, all of the sick will be healed. The Bible says after they prayed that God shook the place, my God, that he shook the place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. My God, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need God to shake this place. We need God to shake our homes. We need him to shake the workplace. We need God to shake our churches.
Yes.
We need God to shake us, my God, shake our bodily temples. The Bible says that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We need God to shake this place, my God, so that we could be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, a fresh infilling. I declare a fresh infilling over every life tonight, my God, a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, my God. Hallelujah, a fresh infilling of his power. That God would shake your place, that he would shake your temple, that he would shake your world, that he would shake your life and fill you with the Holy Ghost, nana moko shada mama, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that signs and wonders. They said, let signs and wonders follow us. Let's do mighty miracles through us. My God, do anybody want to be a conduit for miracles? Lord Jesus, God is still doing miracles in the earth realm.
Amen.
So God is shaking the place and filling us with power, that we will speak this word with boldness, that we will testify with boldness, that we will tell our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers, our neighbors, our co-workers, that we will tell those, the sister and the brother on the next pew,
amen,
about Jesus, my God, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of salvation. It's the power of deliverance. It's the power of healing. There is still yet power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that's why we're praying, God, because there is still yet power in the name of Jesus. So Pastor Emily is here with me, and we're going to begin to open up and start praying, and then we're going to open up the prayer lines. Just bear with us, my God, as we open up the prayer lines tonight, amen, as we begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just before we go into prayer, there is power in your praise. There is power in prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, we're going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. But it's so powerful, because you said the pressure is on even in our day. It said Herod and Pontius Pilate and the people of that day, amen, came against the plan of God, just like sometimes we see in our day. But God has given us a boldness.
Yes.
He's given us the ability to pray every Tuesday night. where two or more gathered in his name, he will be in the midst. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in the day of Jesus and the day of Herod and the day of Pontius Pilate, years and decades and centuries later, we are praying in that name, which is above every name, that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. He has touched the heart of every person on this line. He is radically changing our lives and molding and shaping and forming us, glory be to God, and to agents and vessels that will bring his name glory. So, Lord, give us the boldness. Cover us with the blood of Jesus on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Like in the book of Exodus, Moses said, God said, I'm going to send an angel before you. So send an angel before us, Lord, as we go to the workplace, as we go to and fro our places of worship, our places of fellowship, as we go into and fro in our homes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I feel the power of God tonight. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. We thank you for dying on the cross, but on the third day, rising with all power in your hand. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of sins on tonight. Yes. Known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, forgive us tonight. We're asking, Lord, when we have missed it, we are not perfect, Lord. So, Lord, when we fall short of the glory of God, forgive us for our trespasses on tonight, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we lay at your throne tonight. Hallelujah. Every parent, every mother, every father, every husband, every wife, every child, every grandchild, every grandparent, in the name of Jesus, whether we are an employer or an employee, we got our own business or we work for somebody on a fixed income. Oh, we are the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for the unity on this prayer line. I thank you for the love and concern and compassion that we have for one another. I thank you for the genuine, Father God, heart. You have said, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Oh, glory. For a heart of stone.
Yes,
so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to forgive those who have hurt us. Help us in the name of Jesus to move, as my wife wrote that book, healing the pain of the past, traveling the road to victorious living. We know we're on the victorious road tonight. We know we're on the road to victory. We are already successful. We are already healed. We are already delivered. We are already powerful. We are already more than conquerors. So, Lord, help us tonight to walk by faith and not by sight. Roshaba akata. To believe your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but you said your word will remain forever.
Yes.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, Lord, we thank you for churches that are preaching and teaching your word. We thank you for pastors and preachers and shepherds that still believe in the word and teaching and preaching the unadulterated word of God, not our opinion, not what the culture is saying, but the word of God through the scriptures, the holy scriptures, in the name of Jesus. So eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those that love you. So, Lord, right now, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, bring our families closer together. Bring our neighborhoods closer together. Tear down the walls of division between churches and denominations. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every person right now under the sound of my voice. Lord, give them supernatural ability to do the impossible. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. to do the impossible, the first one in their families to own a home, the first one in their families to become millionaires, the first one in their families to beat addictions and alcoholism, the first one in their families to stay married in the mighty name of Jesus, the first one to graduate college, the first one to start their own business. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have not, because we ask not. And right now we're asking for creativity. We're asking for ingenuity.
Yes.
We're asking for giving us the ability to think outside of the box. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we know that you're going to bless and you're going to breathe on everything that we do. You said a man who put his hand to the plow and looked back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So right now, Lord, we're not going to turn back through the power of prayer. We're not going to look back through the power of prayer. We're not going to even think back.
Yes.
Oh, Shabba Akata.
Yes.
Through the power of prayer. But we're going to move forward by faith.
Yes.
Not faith in ourselves. Not faith in our intellect. Not faith in what people think. Not faith in who we look up to or who we respect or who mentors us. But faith in the word of God.
Yes.
Faith in our God. You said trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct path according to your word. You said delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. According to your word, hallelujah, you have given us the ability to get wealth. So I don't care if there's a recession in the land. I don't care if there's lack in the land. I don't care how many houses are being foreclosed on. Oh, Lord, we're asking for you to protect our investments.
Yeah.
We're asking for you to increase our money. Oh, I feel this thing, Pastor. I feel overflow coming,
Lord,
to the
Lord.
People of God.
Lord.
I feel increase coming to the people of God. God is monitoring who's going to remain faithful to him.
Yes.
When the going get tough, the tough get going.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. My wife said her mother told her a long time ago, only the strong is going to survive.
Yes.
So we pray for strength tonight.
Yes.
We pray for more strength tonight. We pray for more power tonight.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give us a passion for our purpose.
Yes.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for every person on this line.
Yes,
that they know that God is going to meet every need.
Every
the mortgage is already paid.
Yes.
The car note is already paid. Those kids that you're trying to put through college is already done. That church, God will remain the door to be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. So right now we pray for New Creation Church.
Yes.
That you send the sons and daughters.
Yes.
From the north and the south and the east and the west. I told somebody a while ago that our church touches four cities, Hillside, Newark, Union, and Irvington. Oh, Lord, give us the four cities. Give us, in the name of Jesus, the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yes.
Send them from every city, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Send them from every city, Irvington. In the name of Jesus, I receive that, Pastor. Don't put no limits on God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking, Lord, for unlimited favor, for uncommon favor in this season. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Send in the families. Send in the teenagers. Send in the drug addict and the prostitute, the runaway on today, those who are lost. In the mighty name of Jesus, you called us to be a hospital. You called us to be a school.
Yes.
That's going to teach people the Bible and the word of the living God. You called us to be an institution of teaching and learning and bettering ourselves. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. As we preach the word of God in New Creation Church, a true place of worship, a true place of prayer, a true place of deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus, but not just our church. There are many churches still preaching Jesus. There are many churches still believing in the power of miracles. There are many pastors and leaders that still believe in the power of God. So, Lord, I thank you right now.
Yes.
I thank you for the power of prayer you've given me and my wife and the New Creation Church family, the ability to pray when so many people don't want to pray, when so many people are following the crowd and sometimes just hearing messages of bless me. I thank you for those behind closed doors that continue to pray with no notoriety, with no publicity, with no pats on the back, but no applause from men. Oh, we're just doing it because we want to be obedient to the word of God that says men ought always to pray. We ought to pray without ceasing. The Bible commands us, if our people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would pray, if they would seek my face in the name of Jesus, I will heal their land. And we can look at the news right now as we pray, and we see of the shootings, we see of the murders, we see of the corruption, and we see of the crimes in our day, and we know that this world needs prayer. Oh, glory be to God. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, God said, if there's 50, I won't send judgment. If there's 40, I won't send judgment. If there's 30 or 20, I won't send judgment. Even if there is 10 that will not bow down in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, if I find 10 that are faithful to me, I won't cast judgment. And we know the history of the Bible that they could not find 10, and God sent judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. So people of God, as we pray every Tuesday night, know that what you're doing is important to God and to heaven and to those who don't even know you're praying for them. Pastor, oh, glory be to God. We send your word to Elizabeth Page. Heal her in the mighty name of Jesus. We send your word to the Tonsil family. We send your word to those who are sick and shut in the hospitals. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Those in UMD, University of Medicine and Dentistry, in the city of Newark, Beth Israel and Trinitas Hospital, in the name of Jesus, St. Barnabas, glory be to God, Mountainside Hospital, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. St. Barnabas, Lord, touch every sick person. Turn that sickness around for those who can't help themselves. We pray for the incarcerated people in our day, the men and women and the young people behind bars. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them hope. Lord, give them, in the name of Jesus, the ability to pray to you, even being locked up. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for those who have no way to get to church, for those who are sick and shut in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you told us to have passion. The Bible says Jesus had compassion on them because they were sheep.
Yes.
Without a shepherd.
Yes.
And right now on this prayer line, I pray for every mother. Don't give up on your children. And don't give up on your grandchildren. I pray for every father that they will be the leader and they will be the head. And they will be, Father God, that pillar of strength for their family. I pray for every grandparent that continues to give their resources and their wisdom to their grandchildren. I pray for every marriage, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, that you would keep, Father God, the household together. I pray for churches right now that you will raise up churches that will be on one accord, who got a vision for the community, who got a vision for the young people as they get out of school for the summer, who got a vision in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel this thing so mightily in the name of Jesus. Pastor, God is saying tonight, don't give up on God.
My God.
Because God has not given up on you.
Yes,
oh, I'm speaking prophetically right now to somebody.
Yes.
You thought about giving up. You thought about quitting. You thought about backing up from the things of God and what you know to be right. But you called this prayer line tonight. You call, you keep going to church. You keep paying your tithe. You keep praying. You keep serving because you know if God be for you, who can be against you? And right now, I profess and I decree and I declare over your life that greater is coming to you, that increase is coming to your house, that overflow and abundance in the mighty name of Jesus is already in your possession. That's why the warfare is intense. That's why the enemy is coming in like a flood, because you're right on the verge of a breakthrough. You're right at the threshold of God doing a new thing in your life. You're right there at the crossroads of what you've been praying for. And the enemy is upset. But keep moving forward by faith, beloved, because God is going to bless you. God is going to favor you. God is going to increase you in every area. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you receive it right now. I pray that you receive it by faith right now. That increase is coming to your house. Abundance and overflow. Even as we stepped into a new month, Pastor, I feel this thing. He kept us all month, January, February, March, April, May, June, and now we're on July 1st, the month you and I got married. Our youngest son's birthday is this month. So many things are happening in the month of July, Independence Day on Friday. So I thank you, Lord, for a new month. I thank you for new opportunities. The number one also represents new beginnings. Glory be to God. Somebody need a new beginning. My wife writes books, and she tells me about the chapters and how the chapters flow, and sometimes you got to turn the page. Glory be to God. Sometimes God wants to rewrite our story. So as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the prayer lines, I know that God is on everyone on this life, on everyone on this line. God's favor is on every family. God's favor is on every business. God's favor is on every place of worship. So we're going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Amen.
You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, God. But we thank you for every household, God. But we ask that you will continue to bless every person, God. Bless them, oh God, and they're coming and they're going, oh God. Bless every person, oh God. Bless them in their health. We thank you for divine healing, oh God. Father God, we thank you for healing sickness, oh God, even on this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for healing, Father God. Father God, every area of the body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that each and every person, Father God, will prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for divine healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, the power of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for regulating blood pressure, God. We thank you, Lord, for taking away oak, Lord, hallelujah, for wiping out glaucoma, oh God, and any kind of eye disease, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for opening up ears, deaf ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the new heart somebody needs, Father God, for their heart to be healed, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for the healing of their heart right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the healing of that kidney, oh God. Those kidneys, that kidney, oh God. Hallelujah. The kidney will begin to function, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God.
you are able to heal the liver area, heal the respiratory system, heal, oh God, hallelujah, that bladder system, oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal the stomach area, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing, oh God, in the legs, oh God, hallelujah, the extremities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, healing the feet, oh God, the back area, the neck, migraine headaches, oh God, we thank you for total healing on this line, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing that throat area, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, taking away bursitis and arthritis, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you came with healing in your wings, oh God, so we tap into supernatural healing on tonight. We tap into the power of supernatural healing on tonight, and we declare healing over every person that's been experiencing sickness in the body. We call out the name of Kim Tonsil. We declare her healed. Touch her on tonight, God. Touch, touch, touch. We call out the name of Kathy Tonsil. We declare total healing over her body tonight. We thank you for a supernatural touch, God. We thank you for miracles, God. We call out the name of Shirley Tonsil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, healing for the Tonsil family, oh God. By the stripes of Christ, we declare them healed. In the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, we declare them healed. We call out the name of Evangelist Elizabeth Page tonight. We declare her healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking away, Father God, any vision problems. We thank you, Lord, for restoring her sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, you are able to do all things. We wipe out glaucoma. We thank you, Lord, for restoration of sight tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we wipe out cataracts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration of sight tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, none more koshela nama. Mama, for wiping out heart disease and wiping out arthritis. We thank you, Lord. Nada mokoshana, mama, mama, for opening the ears, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing the mute to speak, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for wiping out addiction on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We break every stronghold. We destroy every yoke tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we declare it done. In Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, gallstones, and, oh, God, hallelujah, hypertension, oh, God, hallelujah, and alopecia,
yes,
and insomnia, oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We wipe out fear. We bind up the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So we bind up the spirit of fear on tonight. We bind up that nerve condition. We thank you, Lord, that we are healed. We declare that we are prospering and being in good health, even as our souls prosper. We declare that we are healed. We declare that we are delivered. We declare that we are set free, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for respiratory problems being restored, oh God. The respiratory system being restored. We thank you, Lord, for cancer being dried up. Oh, glory, for tumors dropping off and tumors being broken off of the bodies of those of our, that we love. Our loved ones are being healed on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you for divine healing. We thank you for, Father God, every person on the sound of my voice, every the provision being made, money coming, oh, God, hallelujah, bills being paid, children being saved. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Families being restored, marriages being restored. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for blessings upon blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural release in the name of Jesus. Prophetic prophecies being fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, God. Bless those who have come to this prayer line on tonight, even as we open up the prayer line. Bless those who are here, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry. We thank you for increase for every member, oh God. We for every family, oh God. We thank you for the Callow family, the Johnson family, the Davis family. We thank you for the Leek family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the Simmons family. We thank you for the Edmund family, the Thomas family, oh God. We thank you for the Luke family, the Love family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Pearl family, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the Lloyd family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the musicians, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the sound technicians. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for every family that you have assigned to that church, oh God. We thank you for those who are already there. We thank you for those who are coming, oh God. We thank you, Lord, we break off every stronghold. We remove every hindrance, oh God, for my sons and daughters. My husband already prayed, coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We pray for the Father God, the sinner to be saved, oh God. We thank you for Sister Antoinette, oh God, that got saved. Her son, cover them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for the doors of the church be open. We thank you, Lord, for the Robinson family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Singley family, oh God. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the Edmund family, God. We thank you for supernatural blessings over every family, oh God. We thank you for every child. We thank you for our adult children, our minor children. Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessings over their lives. We thank you that every family in New Creation Christian Ministries is blessed. Mm. We thank you, Lord, that our children are blessed. We thank you for blessings over our households, that our families are blessed, that our spouses are blessed, that our grown children and our minor children are blessed. We thank you for opening doors. It's an opportunity that no man can close. We thank you for jobs and places of employment. We thank you for promotion and houses, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for the President of the United States of America and his family. We pray for those young children that were found dead, those teenagers, oh God, and their families, oh God, in Israel, oh God. We pray for those young girls who are still missing in Africa, God. We ask, Father God, that you will bring them home and bring them home safely, oh God. We bind up the curse of, Father God, molestation and abuse and Father God, violence in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace in this land, oh God, and abroad. We pray for Israel, oh God, the peace of Israel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We thank you for governmental peace. We thank you for governmental peace, oh God. We thank you for our President Barack Obama and his family, his wife and his children, with their mother and the dog in the White House and the staff, the council and the cabinet, in the name of Jesus, the Senate, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every state that's represented on this line, every state of the United States of America. We pray for Canada, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing. We cover, Father God, every prayer concern on this prayer line, spoken and unspoken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. So, Lord, even as we take prayer requests on tonight, we thank you for this time of prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Yes, that was tragic what happened in the country of Israel, and we got to pray for Israel. We're going to open up the prayer lines tonight. Again, be patient with us. Please press 1 on your phone device, and we're going to put every caller through. Hallelujah. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight, and we are now opening up the prayer lines. We are going here. Thank God for you tonight. Area code 678. Area code 678, God bless you. We thank God for you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless Pastor Rebecca. First, I want to tell you, Pastor Anthony, that I received that word in Jesus' name, and I want to give thanks to God because I know that he's getting ready to bless me really mighty, and I want to give him thanks to everything that he has done for me. Like I said a couple of days ago or weeks ago, you know, the devil tried to, you know, play with my mind, with my pains, and I'm okay. You know, I don't have any pains. I want to thank God for everyone that he has placed in my life, and I have so much to thank him for that, you know, I really, every day I have a lot to thank him for, and I just felt that I just wanted to come on online and on the prayer line and just, you know, just tell God thank you that I love him so much, and he deserves all the praise and glory, and just
yes.
I just continue to pray for me, and you know, I'm just so happy. I feel happy right now with where I'm at, and I know that God is getting ready to open many doors for me, and I'm ready to receive everything that he has that is for me. I'm ready to receive that in Jesus' name. And I just want you to pray, continue to pray for this holiday, for the people, you know, that are out there for the 4th of July, that they stay safe. And that's about it. I just want to just give praise to God. I'm just really happy. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen, Sister Maria. Hey, what a blessing, because, you know, the prayer line, when people hear that your perspective on God, when the Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind, your perspective that sometimes life isn't perfect, but I always have this saying, don't be oblivious to the obvious.
Yes.
And you choose to see the blessings of God. You choose to see the good that God is doing in your life. You
he blesses
not
me everything.
The minor stuff and the things that are sometimes that we want God to deal with, but you choose to put your mind on the goodness of God.
Yes.
And I thank you for that, because that way we'll always keep a praise on our lips. Amen. I'm going to pray, because everybody on the prayer line needed to hear that I'm going to praise God and be happy. I believe to rejoice is a choice. And you, like Joshua, choosing this day that you're going to serve God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria tonight.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, even as she has always considered, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, always considered, Father, in the name of Jesus, to put others ahead of herself.
Yes,
I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will bless her. Bless her indeed.
Yes, God.
Enlarge her territory.
Thank
even
you,
as she received that word tonight for increase,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
I know in the mighty name of Jesus that you're going to do it. We
always
know through the Bible and through the experiences of those who live by faith that right before the biggest blessings, Lord, was the biggest test.
Yes.
So I thank you
in
the name of
Jesus
that the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll continue to raise up a standard in the name of Jesus, because I know that you are going to bless your people. You love your sons and daughters that you have in the earth realm. So, Lord, I say bless Sister Maria. Keep blessing her son, her household.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, increase her money. Increase her opportunities.
Yes,
increase the good people. And the good people that you want to surround her life with.
Yes,
send the people, Lord, that have influence that can bless her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her witness. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that she continue to praise you and worship you and glorify you in Jesus' name. So, Lord, bless her. Breathe on her. Cover her with your angels on assignment for her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for her life, even as she called and encouraged someone tonight, that we're going to choose to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And, Lord, cover the people during this holiday weekend and our kids as they go to the beaches and the swimming pools this summer, as they go to the amusement parks and the camps. Cover our children, sometimes from the pedophile and the pervert. Pastor said, cover our children right now, because they're at the state fair here in New Jersey. So keep our children safe. Sudani, Kayla, Nairobi, Donnie, Kayla, Caroline, and Monet, those four teenagers that are having time at the amusement park. Cover them, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray even as we approach the 4th of July that you keep our kids safe this summer and the adults. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. Thank you. You guys,
We love the fact that you always have others in mind to pray for, and we love that about you.
Well, we have to, because other people need prayers too, not only us. So,
you guys
have a nice weekend and enjoy your holiday, and God bless you both and stay safe.
Okay. Amen.
You
God,
too.
God bless you. That's Sister Maria, and I thank God. She wants us to have a wonderful holiday in the name of Jesus. And we believe that, hallelujah, as we approach this weekend, Pastor, we'll continue to pray. We'll continue to believe God. As you said, in our local church, Thursday and Wednesday, we'll be there. But we thank God for holidays and times of rest and recreational time to be with family in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
If there's another prayer request or a praise report, we love when people call with a praise report on this prayer line because the Bible says, pray for one another and encourage one another that we might be healed. So if you even have a praise report, press 1, and we want to hear from you on tonight. Or if you have a prayer request, if you press 1, we want to pray with you and we want to pray for you because we strongly, my wife and I and our church family, we have seen the power in prayer in the 8 years that we have been a church established by God, and we've seen prayers through our own altar calls at our local church and the power of prayer through these Tuesday night prayers. So if you press 1, we will pray with you and pray for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And if you continue to pray as we wait on those prayer requests, amen. And Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you for her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her heart, God, even as she continues to praise you. Bless her son, oh God. Continue to bless him and show yourself mighty in his life, God. We ask, Father God, that you would even give him an encounter, oh God, a personal encounter with you, oh God, where he will get to know you as his mother knows you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every mother on the line, God, and we pray for all of our children on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to keep our children, that you will continue to bless our children. God, that you will continue, Father God, to let our children know, God, that you are real. So we pray for every one of our children as mothers. I pray for every mother, God, that you will encourage every mother on tonight, God. Let them not worry about their children, God. Let them not, Father God, find themselves fretting, oh God, or in anxiety, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would give mothers, these mothers, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Allow them to give their children to you on the altar, oh God. Let them give their children back to you, God, knowing that the children are a blessing from you, oh God. And Lord, allow them to give their children back to you, oh God, in prayer. And let them, Father God, trust that you, Father God, will provide for them, that you will protect them, that you will care for them, that you will keep them from evil, oh God. So I pray for every child, that you will keep our adult children, Father God, safe, that you will keep our young children safe, that you will cover them. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children,
young
oh God,
people.
In the name of Jesus, over our young adults, oh God, our 20-year-olds, our teenagers, our 20-year-olds, and our 30-year-olds, oh God, that you are, and our children, even in our 40s, oh God, that you, Father God, and even our children in their 50s, oh God, hallelujah,
amen,
that you, Father God, will watch over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know that some of our children are struggling, oh God, and Father God, we declare right now that the curse is broken. Ha, my God, the curse is broken off of our children, oh God, and the struggle is over, and we command Satan to take his hands off of our children right now in the name of Jesus. We declare life over our children right now in the name of Jesus, that our children will be saved and that they will know you and they will serve you in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you for every mother. I thank you for every mother, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for every wife, oh God. I thank you for every husband, oh God. I thank you for every daughter, every son. We pray for the family tonight, God, that you will restore the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for restoration in the family unit, oh God. Hallelujah. No more division in the family. No more haters in this own same family unit. No more backbiting and no more unforgiveness. We break off the yoke of bitterness and resentment and anger.
and we break it off of our families right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we declare, God, that you, we ask that you would knit us together in love, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to be mindful of each other, to love each other, and to, Father God, understand each other, and to be at peace with each other, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up right now my mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Mother May Thomas, oh God. I thank you for my mother, oh God, in the land of the living, oh God. I thank you for her strength. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for her leadership, oh God. I thank you for her wisdom and her example, God. Thank you for her encouraging my husband and her son and myself, her daughter, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is in our lives, oh God. And we ask right now that you will continue, Father God, to encourage her heart, God, even as she has, Father God, just celebrated the family reunion with the family down in Florida,
Amen.
Oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will restore her, oh God, that you, Father God, will replenish her, oh God, that you, Father God, will continue to use her, oh God, to shine forth your light, God. Continue to keep her in perfect health, oh God. Continue to add money to her, oh God, to meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her sons and her daughters give into her bosom, oh God. Let every need be met. I speak increase over her life. In the name of Jesus, let her not be worried about one of her, not one of her children, oh God. Bless each and every one of her children on tonight, God. Bless each and every one of her grandchildren. Bless each and every one of her great-grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I thank you for Mother May Thomas, oh God. Bless her in her church. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. Anoint her fresh and anew. Fill her up fresh and anew where she's empty, where she's might fill her. Feeling low on energy, oh God. Restore. God is restoring you, Mom.
Yes.
God is restoring you. He's blessing you. He's filling you back up. He's laying his hands on you. He's anointing you afresh and anew, Mother, with power from on high. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus on tonight, the author and the finisher of your faith, the lifter of your head. God is doing a new thing, and he's restoring the family unit in the name of Jesus. The Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for every mother, not just my mother, but every mother. Bless every mother. Bless Sister Carmen, oh God. Bless her family, God. In the name of Jesus.
Bless her, God.
Bless her marriage, God. Bless Sister Carmen's husband, God. The man that stands by her side, God. Continue to pour into him, pour into their family. Lord, bless them, encourage them, oh God, even now as they are parents and as they are grandparents, oh God. Bless them and restore, Father God, every broken area in their family, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what they're standing in the need of. Bless, Father God, Yvette, and bless Ricky, and bless, Father God, Nick, and bless every child that they have, and bless, oh God, hallelujah, Kevin Jr. and Kevin Sr., and bless Jessica, oh God. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. Bless young Portia, oh God, and those other grandchildren. Bless April, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and her children, oh God. Bless that family, God. We speak increase. We speak healing over their family. We speak blessings over their family. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings in their household. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan. We declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. This woman of God is a blessing to this church, to her pastor, to this ministry. And we ask, Father God, you said you would give a prophet's reward to whoever blesses your prophet. So as she has blessed us, God, we thank you for blessing her. And we thank you for blessing her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help. Lord, somebody
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory.
Thank
we bless
you,
your holy name tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name on
hallelujah.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Again, if you need prayer tonight, we're just going to ask you to press 1 on your phone device, and we will put you through. We're going to go off the air momentarily, but you still have time to press 1. I just want to remind you, as Pastor already said, we do what is called a Fire Wednesday once a month. Every first Wednesday of the month at New Creation Church, we have 2 to 3 speakers bringing forth the Word of God. And this month, the theme is Count It All Joy.
Whoa.
Count it all joy. That's what our preachers tomorrow night are going to be speaking from. Count it all joy. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 8. Count it all joy, the brother of Jesus said, James. And they're going to be speaking from that tomorrow night. We have priests tomorrow night. Come out and be blessed and fellowship with New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, and it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. Before the holiday on Friday and the fireworks, there's going to be fireworks tomorrow night. Oh, glory be to God. So on Fire Wednesday, come out and be blessed as the New Creation Church family come together to worship God. Hallelujah. And again, we'll be there Thursday night with our drug and alcohol recovery program, Strongholds and Addictions. We work with some other pastors, and that those meetings are going so well. And Sunday, we're going to have Holy Communion. It's the first Sunday of the month. But come on out, because it's a powerful word from the Lord.
Yes.
The first Sunday in the month of July, and we're going to have a great service this Sunday coming up. So those are our announcements as we close out in prayer tonight. Again, if you have a prayer request, press 1. If not, to God be the glory. We're going to go down from this place, just believe in God, and we're going to continue to pray for you because we love each and every one of you. Mom, I love you. I see you out there.
Yes,
and
love
thank God. We wanted to come to the family reunion down in Florida. We couldn't make it this year, but we're sure you guys had a great time, and we love you as we go into this summer season. We thank God for each and every person that faithfully calls every Tuesday night. To God be all the glory. We're going to play the joy of the Lord tonight. We pray that everyone have a great weekend, a blessed weekend. If you're barbecuing or cooking out, just eat a hot dog and hamburger on our behalf with some watermelon and have a great time this holiday weekend. I told my wife I want a good, crisp, red, sweet watermelon this weekend, and I know God is going to allow me to do that. So God bless you. Go down in peace and serve the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Good night, everyone. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah.